listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Midwest and Gascoyne local news. Here's what's making news Friday, November 25. Carnarvon mothers are having to drive to Geraldton to give birth after services were stripped at the local hospital. It's been put down to a lack of staff yet to be fully restored 9 months later. Shire President Eddie Smith says it's having a big impact on the community.
The complaints I've got coming through from young mothers hoping and praying to have their children at home, in their hometown, with their family close handy, it's causing quite a bit of angst.
A shipping service will go to trial next year after pleading guilty to an incident which occurred off the Geraldton coast. Global Radiance Ship Management has been charged for the 2020 incident over failing to report a prescribed incident in relation to a ship. The matter has been adjourned till January. Midwest Emergency Service volunteers are doing their part to help with flooding in the eastern states. 20 DEFA staff have been deployed over the last month, 188 of those from regional WA. A bushfire in the Shire of Kuru is now all clear. Lightning caused the blaze in the southern part of Beekeeper Nature's Reserve earlier this week. The Midwest and Exmouth Gulf has a high fire danger rating today. Most fires can be controlled in these conditions, but we're urged to monitor Emergency WA as they may change. In local sport, upgrades are coming to the Shire of Yalgoo's Rage Cage. The state government committing more than $16,000 towards the multi-purpose sport and play space. It's part of the Community Sporting and Recreation Facilities Fund. Head to the Department of Sport's website to apply for the next round. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the listener app, search up your area and subscribe now.